these figures are absolutely staggering. This is getting worse by worse. What we're seeing every month is that the waiting list is getting longer and longer. We now have those waiting 15 months. It's now 10% higher than the start of the year in January. But the startling figures in what has been released by the NTPF is that for those waiting a year and a half, that number has increased now by 25% since January. And this is a huge failure on the Fine Gael government, their policies in health. And what is needed is real investment in our hospital in Letterkenny. A hospital that doesn't treat patients isn't a hospital, isn't worth calling it itself a hospital. And we need the investment to make sure that the doctors who are trained to treat these patients and perform the operations that they want to perform are given the capacity to do their job.
And rather than the crisis within the hospitals easing, it just appears to be deepening.
It's getting worse and worse, and there's no likelihood of this getting any better. We've been launching our own campaign to open the short stay bed, a 19-bedded ward. We've had thousands of people across Donegal sign a petition calling on government to make the necessary resources available. And this in itself will help to deal with the waiting list crisis, because as we've had patients being admitted to Letterkenny every day, that those figures are averaging about 20. What is happening is that the beds are then being used and can't be used for outpatients appointments or inpatients appointments, and we get the list that is growing longer and longer. But this is just a wake-up call for government. There's serious questions here on the chief whip of the government, Deputy Joe McHugh. What is he going to do about this? This has got completely out of control. Myself and Padraig McLaughlin have been shouting from the rooftops in the Dáil and in Donegal and elsewhere about the investment that is needed in that hospital, but it is falling in deaf ears. And the people of Donegal, the patients, those that are waiting at home, the 2,500 nearly that have been waiting a year and a half, are the ones that are suffering as a result of this incompetence and this lack of investment in our hospital.